26 minutes past hour number one back here on the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6S, 888-623-3646. I'm going to get to the phones in just a second, but I got something on my heart that I want to bring up. Before I do that, anyway, let me just say this. Every NBA game is on Sirius XM. The play-in tournament tips off tonight, 7:30 Eastern. The Miami Heat take on the Charlotte Hornets. Then at 10 Eastern, the Portland Trailblazers face the Phoenix Suns. You can hear it all on SiriusXM NBA Radio, Channel 86, and on the SiriusXM app. For the full schedule, including game times and channels, visit SiriusXM.com/sports. That's SiriusXM.com/sports. Something on my mind, on my heart, that I want to bring this up. Watched the New York Yankees play last night in baseball against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. I watched both Aaron Judge and Mike Trout hit two home runs apiece. I mean, it was nice to watch, epic to watch, no doubt about it. And I want to acknowledge that before I say what I have to say. I'm wondering when Mike Trout's going to ask to be traded. Now, some of y'all might not like me saying that. Of course, you know, you might be caught up in the nostalgia of being with one team and not wanting to move around and all of this other stuff. I mean, it's about sticking with your teams, going through hard times, struggling, winning, whatever. I want to remind y'all that Mike Trout did sign a 12-year deal for $426 million. In like 2018, 2019, if I remember correctly. $426.5 million. $426.5 million. 12 years. Big time deal, epic deal. Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing wrong with being happy with getting paid and making sure you got your money. There's nothing wrong with that. But when does winning matter? When do you all think winning should matter? Mike Trout is going to be 34, I think he's 34 years of age now. Do you know that the Angels haven't been to the postseason since 2014? Did you know that they haven't had a winning record since 2015? Do you know that Shohei Ohtani came to the Angels, and with the stud that he was, they still didn't win games. They still lost more than they won. Having Mike Trout and having Shohei Ohtani, they still didn't win. And Shohei Ohtani's like, I want to win. And that man became a Dodger. And he's got two World Series championships coming right up the road to the City of Angels, just about a half hour, 45 minutes away. Barely had to relocate. Mike Trout, the last time he played in the postseason, he was 23 years old. And I watch him, and I see this smile on his face, and I see him eye, and I'm like, what the hell are you smiling for? I know having some money is enough to make you smile, but damn, when you got 162 games and you out there always losing more than you winning, even this year, they played 17 games, they're 8-9. I'm just saying, when does the point arrive where, you know what, you should ask out? I want to go to a winning situation. I want a chance to compete for a World Series title. When is that going to happen? When is he going to ask for that kind of situation for himself? I'm just saying, inquiring minds want to know. I just think it's a legitimate question. Because it's hard for me. And then this year, I just had a producer tell me he's having a good year. I said, what the hell are you talking about? He's batting 224. Well, at least the long ball return. What the hell are you talking about? He has four home runs on the year. Two of them were last night. What are you talking about? I'm really, really, really wondering, man. I'm really wondering. It's just me. Just me. Love Mike Trout. Just want to see him in a better situation, a winning situation. I can't stand to see greatness mired in purgatory because your team sucks. I want to see you out there competing with games that matter. That's what I want to see. 888-MAD-DOG-6 says 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. To the phones we go. Cologne in New Jersey, you're live with Stephen A. What's up?
Hey, Stephen A. Thanks for taking my call.
Speak up, bro. Speak up so we can hear you.
Okay. Stephen A., I'm a Knicks and Hawks, okay? Listen, there is a rivalry here with the Knicks and Hawks. It started back in 2021. And the last time they met, all right, last week.
Hold on, stop right there. What the hell are you doing right now? What are you doing in the background while you're talking to me on the phone? What are you doing? Answer me, Cologne, because the audience don't need to be hearing all of that. I need you to stop. Stop the laundry. Stop the laundry. What the hell are you going to do? Turn the laundry on next so we can hear it spinning while you're talking? I mean, just take a couple of minutes. Focus. The listeners across the country are listening to you right now. Go ahead and make your point without all that damn noise. Go ahead.
All right. There's a rivalry here between the Knicks and the Hawks, okay? And the last thing they met. In Atlanta, there was Knicks fans. We won by 3, and there was a chance against Trae Young. All right, so I do believe in the Garden is going to be electric, you know, on Saturday, because we do remember 2021. Okay.
What do you mean there was a chant against Trae Young? Trae Young is gone. He's a wizard.
I know he was. I know he is. There was a chant. There was Knicks fan in the building in Atlanta, and the chant was at Trae Young, even though he was not there anymore in the Wizards. Okay. There was still the chance. So my point being is, listen, this is going to be a tough series. And Stephen A., last year, the reason why the Knicks had a good run was because they had a tough-fought first round against the Pistons, and with the defense. It was Mikal Bridges' defense. You know, I know Mikal Bridges had up and down season, but his defense still consistent. And with his
I know we can trust his defense. I have no doubt that we can trust his defense and his effort. I'm just saying, with all the assets that was given up for him, I need him to do more. I didn't say Mikal Bridges can't play. A matter of fact, I religiously go out of my way to point out that he's worth every penny of his $150 million. I'm just saying they gave up 6 first-round picks for him, man. I need more. I need more than what he's given. I need consistent all-star caliber performances during the postseason. That's what I need from Mikal Bridges. We gave up 6 first-round picks for him, 4 unprotected, a couple of swaps. I need more from Mikal Bridges. I'm not apologizing for that. I need more. Plain and simple. And I hope I get it.
Get us out of this first round and prepare us for the Boston Celtics in the second round.
All right, man. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Let's go to Miller in Rochester. You're live with Stephen A. What's up, Miller? How are you?
Yo, my name is Milton, Stephen A. Nice to meet you, man. Me and my wife were just sitting and talking the other day about this tanking, right? And I said, man, I hate that they be tanking. She said, baby, make them play for it. They want to tank? We don't even know what their record really is. Make them play for it. And they not in the way of the finals or none of that stuff. It's more money for the NBA.
She said, make them play for it or pay for it?
Play for it. The 8 teams that make them play for it. You want to tank, now you got to play for it. I said, damn.
Wait a minute. So in other words, what the wifey's saying is this. And what's the wifey's name, Milton? What's the wifey's name?
Her name is Kelly. Kelly Curry.
Kelly, right. So check this out. What Kelly is saying is, she's saying, okay, if you're one of the bottom rung teams, then you have to go out there and compete to win for it, to win for the highest, to win to get the number one pick. So in other words, you know what? Kelly's on to something, bro.
Kelly's on to something.
I mean, think about that. You want the number one pick, right? Okay, you're the bottom rung. You're about 5, 6, 7 teams. I don't know how they would do that, but making them play for it. Yo, bro, the wifey came up with a damn good idea. If that could be figured out, And you got to go out there and play, and the winner gets the number one. But here's the problem. Here's where the hiccup lies, right? Let's say, for example, you some cats on the floor, right? And you know that, you know, you one of the guards, and you know Cooper Flagg is coming with the number one overall pick, which means you're going to lose your spot. You might not be incentivized to win. That's the flaw in the plan. You see what I'm saying?
I got you. Because I ain't going to be here next year. I'm not going to be here next year what I'm playing for.
That's right. That's right. Or they're going like this. He's going to take my job. Why would I let him do that? Hell with that. We lose this.
Hey,
we stick up the
joint.
And that way we don't have to. You know, no, I'm just saying. But you don't know who that might be.
Right. That's true.
You don't know who that might be. So, I mean,
right.
You know,
well, maybe
like you going out on the court, you know, you making it look like you giving effort, but you really not.
Right,
you know,
right,
it gets
right.
tricky. It gets tricky now.
Did you
jumping
up
to block
thing?
A shot. You know what? It's like, you remember that movie? Remember that movie Deep Cover with Omar Epps and LL Cool J? Remember that?
Yeah.
Right. And remember when he was, you know, they told him to shoot at somebody and he was a cop. He was an undercover cop. So he was missing on purpose. And then,
you can't shoot.
You can't shoot. You see what I'm saying? You know, it sounded like that. You know what I'm saying? He going out there, he defending, making it look like he playing defense, but he really ain't. He really ain't.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
That your wifey got a good idea, but there's some flaws in it because of how they can circumvent it, though. But I do like her ingenuity. I do like that,
right,
though.
Right.
Tell her I got to give her
right.
props for that. Tell her I got to give
her
props
for that. I'll let her know, man. I recorded this call so she's going to get to hear it.
Well, damn right. Damn right. Wifey, Kelly, way to go, girl. Way to go, girl.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
All right,
take
Steven.
It easy, bro. No doubt. Mike, the OC, you're live with Stephen A. What's going on, Mike? How are you, man?
Stephen A., first time. What's going on, my friend?
Oh, man, appreciate you calling. What's going on, my brother?
Right, Steve, listen, I'm in the heart of Orange. I'm in the heart of Mike Trout country, 55 years an Angel fan. So, I mean, I go back.
Oh,
I,
my Lord. 55
dude,
years?
I've seen it all, my friend. I saw
wow. I'm honored to get this call. If anybody would know about what I was talking about, it's you. Am I wrong, Mike, in saying that about Trout?
Steven, he's not going anywhere. You got to understand the psyche of Mike. He is as loyal as they come. He's like Ernie Banks to the Cubs. He signed the deal thinking they're going to get better. Obviously, it's been horrendous. We got one of the worst owners of all time. We are miserable out here. He's been miserable, but he's so dang loyal. It's such a shame what happened.
Okay, let me ask you this. Okay, he's loyal. Now, this is a tricky question, Mike. Mike, I swear to you, I'm not assuming. I don't know. I am a fan of Mike Trout. I brought it up because I'm such a fan of his, okay? Let me ask you this question. Is he loyal or is he ecstatic because it's beautiful Anaheim, California, and he's so damn comfortable he don't mind if he got to lose games because guess what? Look where he living and look where he playing.
Can I tell you something, Stephen A? You know where he lives? He lives in Newport Beach. Remember where Kobe used to live?
Yes.
Kobe's down there, beautiful Newport. Yeah, he's in those kind of, he's in that area. Listen, it's beautiful.
That's heaven.
You know,
Kobe loved it. Kobe loved it there.
Oh, you kidding me? We know what happened. He was going up to Staples with a guy, you know, God for, it was terrible at the end, but he was going back and forth because he had to stay down here. Yeah, he loved the lifestyle. He's got two kids now. They love it out here, whatever. Yeah, that could be part of it. You know, I'm sure that's a big part of it, but he's had a chance to go. And I want him to go if he could go. We want him to win. He's such an incredible guy, an incredible player. I mean, he's as popular as anybody who's played for a long time.
I know he's an incredibly nice guy. He's such a talent. I'm just saying, 34 years old, you ain't been in the postseason since you were 23. You haven't had a winning record since you were 24. Come on, man. He's too great for that. He's too great to be mired in that kind of baseball purgatory. Mike, you gotta admit that.
It's up to him. It's up to him. And I don't know. Listen, it's not easy now because now he's older. He's got the big deal. Who knows? You know, if anybody.
Yeah, the big deal ain't no deal. Somebody would pick that up. For Mike Trout, if Mike Trout is balling, somebody pick that up.
Somebody pick that up. It's up to him. But listen, I'm going to enjoy him. Listen, it's great he's back. I mean, you got to see him play. See, man, you got to go to a. Get out to Yankee Stadium next couple of days. Get behind home plate. Watch
I'm
that
in L.A.
Win.
I'm in L.A. today.
Oh, you're out here right now?
I'm in L.A. today, man. One of the best times I've had at a ballpark was when I went to Anaheim to watch the Angels play years ago. It's a beautiful stadium when I was there last, but that was years ago. But again,
it needs some work.
It needs work now. But let me tell you something. Watching stuff get knocked into the pond and stuff, it was nice. You know what I'm saying? We're not talking about San Francisco. I'm talking about in Anaheim. But let me tell you this. Shohei Ohtani came after Mike Trout arrived and left. And he's got a couple of rings in Los Angeles. He looks happy. Doesn't he look happy?
Stephen, it's so painful. I mean, I could spend an hour. It's worse than the Clippers. You know how, like, the Clippers and the Lakers? You know how bad it is for the Clippers? You know, they have no standing out here whatsoever. Never have. Should have stayed in Buffalo. You know, it's like that for. And then when Ohtani goes to the Dodgers, and I knew it was coming, I was as devastated. And I heard the number he actually signed for. I was just actually devastated. I couldn't believe it. And it's been it's us just getting piled and piled and piled beneath a pile of rocks. And there's a lot of Angel fans out here too. We average 3 million fans a year for a long time. I mean, there's a ton of baseball. You know the area out here. There's so many people watching ball.
Do they still come out to the games?
What's that?
Do they still come out to the games?
Not as much.
No.
It's finally
no. So guess what? You, Mike Trout, listen, I got to look at you and say, when you going to care about winning? When you going to care and then I'll be like, yo, I want to win. How about that? Go to a different situation. Because let me tell you something. He's mired in a bad spot there. The Angels ain't going nowhere. Ain't going anywhere. Appreciate the call, though, Mike. Thank you so much. Marcus in Nashville, talk to me. You're live with Stephen A.
Stephen A., how you doing, man? Hope all is well.
I'm good.
Real quick, man, I need to change the subject a little bit, but I didn't get to get in yesterday. I called.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead, bro.
I just want to ask you, how worried are you about your Knicks? And also, for some reason, they do fail in the first round. Do you think they just blow it up and start over with Giannis?
I got the Knicks winning this series. I think they could beat Atlanta in six. I'm worried, though, because Atlanta got some young thoroughbreds with nothing to lose. Led by Jalen Johnson, who's a stud. Dyson Daniels, who can defend, even though Jalen Brunson has had his way with him. Got a 5-1 assist to turnover ratio. We get all of that. But in the end, you know, I'm looking at a CJ McCollum. I'm looking at Daniels. I'm looking at Johnson and these cats. And you know what? Knicks only beat them by 3 points each time they beat them. You know, they can take the Knicks, in my opinion. You can't sleep on these boys. And so if the New York Knicks were to lose this series, I definitely think two of their players are gone, Carl Anthony Towns and somebody else. And I definitely think it's possible that the coach, Mike Brown, could be gone. I really do believe that. That's where I'm at with it. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. Lines are open live right here on the Stephen A. Smith Show. Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with more calls to end hour number one in a minute.